Pickaxe.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hello and welcome to the podcast of the game of the philosophical thought experiment known in America as the trolley problem. I'm Simon Byron and with me is Samuel Reed Graves, the developer behind Trolley Problem Inc., the forthcoming video game due for release in April, we think. Hello, Sam.
We think. Hello.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. This is my first podcast. Doing stuff with the trolley problem was first stream. It's just a week of crazy firsts.
Week really. Of firsts. Well, it's not my first podcast, but I'm so bad at this sort of thing, it may come across as being. So, welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Sam Reed Graves, game developer. This is my fourth game. Primarily people would probably have heard of Gang Beasts. When it comes to, I don't know, just popularity, Gang Beasts has been by far the biggest reach for me. I wouldn't necessarily say it's my game. Well, it's not my game, but I was executive producer on it. Very proud of where it went. And now this is really trying to do comedy in video games with player interaction in a completely different way.
So we showed the game off for the first time yesterday. I think it caught people by surprise. It's very different to many things you'll have played before. Just give us a brief introduction about what the game does and why it's so interesting.
So first of all, if people don't know what the trolley problem is, the trolley problem's a philosophical dilemma where a train's barreling down a track and you can either let it roll and kill five people, or you can pull a lever and then it'll just kill one. And it's like, how do you make that choice? How do you choose if someone lives or dies? When it comes to the game uses that as a jumping off point, but then we go into loads of different problems and it's really choosing A or B, but you're always put on the spot. You're always pushed towards different answers. And really it's just like a comedic, dark take on what would you do in situation X.
So the trolley problem itself is a deliberate choice between two awful things. There's no right answer.
That's the point. You could argue there is, but okay. Realistically, no.
And so this podcast is going to argue for the right answers.
100%. The guests will have to pick an answer which we will, I guess, argue against, always trying to put them on the spot. But at the end of the day, you know, they're here to answer the unanswerable.
Okay, so let's start with the trolley problem then.
Yep.
So the problems are... Or what the problem introduces is the concept of inaction being a choice, right?
Is staying silent, is that something that you're willing to do, or do you have to act?
Because you can choose not to interfere, but knowing that the choice exists is a choice in itself.
Yeah, so you can not interfere and you can let five people die, or you can save those five people by actively killing someone else.
Has this ever happened in real life?
No, there are some sort of close calls for it to happen. So it's not necessarily one person versus five. It'd be runaway trains going into like small villages. And then this was way after, Philippa Foot proposed this problem. But yeah, a lot of people think that it's all sort of up in the air. This stuff doesn't really count. But when we'll get into later episodes and when people check out the game, you'll see that this is being built into current day AI. So it's not just sort of in the air, big brain stuff. This is actually things worth talking about.
Right. Well, let's hope that no one is called into action on this in real life, I guess. But if they were, and if that person was you, what would you do?
I don't know. I think if I was here, I would play the utilitarian role where you're saying it's better for most, so you'd kill the one. But I think in real life, I'm not pulling that lever.
Okay.
You know.
Interesting. Right. So this podcast series is going to invite a number of games and gaming industry celebrities into the studio, where we are going to present them with three trolley problem style questions and thrash out what they're going to do. Now, these are questions that aren't going to feature in the game. Is that right, Sam?
It's half and half.
Okay. What sort of moral choices can our guests expect?
So we'll start off today by going over traditional trolley problem stuff to ease people in. So then, you know, the audience who are listening each week can like build that up. But we'll get into AI and how AI is used. We'll get into ethics when it comes to hospitals, doctors, who do you treat? And then we'll take that all the way through to nuclear war. So we're going to run the gamut.
Okay. Sounds interesting. I mean, I've thoroughly enjoyed the work we've been doing together on the game and understanding a little bit more about it from my side. I'm really glad I'm not answering the questions myself.
Yeah, well, you also don't know what I'm asking. So where you're going to, in theory, be judging these people, I'm looking forward to seeing how the person on the spot and you as the judge see how we go on.
Okay, well, let's find out. Shall we introduce our first guest? And so we turn to our first live guests on the Trolley Problem Inc. podcast. First into the chamber, the dilemma dungeon, could we call it that?
I mean, it's an office, but we can call it that.
First into the office is Ravs. Ravs, welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. We're excited that you're here. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, no problem at all.
How are you feeling?
Pretty wet. It's a horrible day in Bristol, but you know, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm excited to solve some dilemmas. I've heard you've got some good ones for me today.
You look good. You sound good. Can you tell us?
Oh,
thank you. Yeah, it's a shame that the listeners can't see your face actually. But, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What are you up to? What do you do?
My name is Ravs. I am a Twitch partner and a streamer with the Yoscast Network. I stream over at twitch.tv/Ravs_. I've been streaming for about 4 years and doing other sorts of content for a longer time with the Yoscast and stuff. And I love games. It's just, I love problems.
Excellent. So. Well, you've come to the right place. Before we get into it, what would you say the worst decision you've ever had to make is?
It was leaving school, I think. I left early and I was weighing up because we moved to a new school and I was like, kind of hate this new school. Do I just go to college or do I stay? And that was probably the worst call I've made.
Yeah. But the best?
But the best. It worked out.
If you're listening, kids,
yeah,
just chuck it in.
Oh God, I hope not. Stay in school. Don't be like me.
Okay, I don't know whether these are going to be as hard or as not. I don't know if they're going to work out as well or not. But let's hand over to Sam. What we're going to do is we're going to set a level with you, just to find out a little bit more about what's going on in your mind by asking you to deal with the trolley problem to start off with. So I'm going to hand over to Sam.
Okay, so you said you're familiar with the trolley problem.
Mm-hmm.
For people out there who might not be, the trolley problem is an ethical dilemma where we can picture a trolley barreling down a track towards five people. You're standing as a bystander with a lever. Now, if you pull the lever, the trolley will change paths and then it will hit one person. So the trolley problem effectively is, do you let the trolley barrel and kill five, or do you pull a lever actively killing one?
Well, I'm going to be honest, you know, I'm going to pull the lever and kill the one.
Oh, so you're going to kill someone?
Yeah.
Okay.
You answered that very quickly. It was almost as if you're looking forward to it.
I might have a little bit of joy because I would have saved five people. It would be joy that I saved five people's lives.
I mean,
definitely not that I had that decision in my hands. I mean, if I was sick and twisted, I would have let it hit the five.
Okay.
Surely? No? Is that not the most obvious answer?
I'm looking at my notes, so I wasn't ready for this.
No. Well, The answer is that you'd be acting, if you personally had done nothing, that one person would still be alive.
Mm-hmm. But five people would be dead.
But is that to do with you? Is that currently to do with you?
But if I had the power to change that, then is that not a good thing?
So now is it a power trip?
Well, there's a little bit of a power trip in there. There is a little bit like I saved people. Okay. Where I could have let five people die. You know, maybe that guy was a really nice guy and maybe they were five dickheads, but there's five more people alive because of me.
Yeah, maybe those five guys were really nice and maybe the one's a dickhead. But yeah.
We'll never know, will we?
Oh, no, because he's dead.
Okay, so when we start the high score table, Ravs is currently leading with one.
Okay.
Okay.
What would you guys do?
We aren't here to answer questions, Ravs.
Oh, you guys are going to let the five die. I can tell. I can see it across the table.
I'm going to invite the other one over for a party.
I can imagine Ravs in a courtroom questioning the judge. But what would you have done?
Okay. All right. So I think we're getting a sense of your moral compass. Let's take things a little further. So we are going to be asking everybody the trolley problem. But these questions are going to be unique to you.
All right.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. So this one you may have heard of. It's a famous spin on the trolley problem. It's called the man in the yard problem.
Okay.
As before, a trolley is hurtling down a track towards five people. You can divert its path by colliding another trolley into it. But if you do, both will be derailed and descend down a hill into a yard where a man is sleeping. He would never wake up, but he would die. Do you let a trolley fly down and hit five people as before, or do you pull the lever, killing the one man, but he would never know, he would die in his sleep?
I feel like that's even better than the one you pitched to me before, because that means the man dies peacefully instead of seeing a tram come in right
now. What's he dreaming of?
Probably a dream.
Why is this question so why is it phrased like this? Because I think Ravs is right in terms of like
the way I read it is more to gauge, does it matter if they know they're going to die or not?
Okay.
Like, is it better to know or not? But you would just let him...
Well, to me, that's literally an improvement upon the first problem, in which that this man is peacefully sleeping. Yeah, it's a shame he has to die to save five people's lives, and it's a pretty gruesome death, I imagine, two trolleys landing on you.
Especially coming into his yard. I mean,
yeah,
his kids would come and just find him smeared across the lawn.
I mean, that's pretty horrible. But, you know...
No, but surely they'd be like, Ravs, well, he was sleeping.
Yeah, they'd be fine with
it. Oh, no, I'm long gone.
Would the man be wearing his pyjamas then? Would it be obvious to those that find him that he was sleeping?
Do you sit in your garden wearing your pyjamas?
Well, why is he asleep in his garden?
Hammock?
Is he? Okay, well, he's raised off the floor now.
Maybe,
does that make a difference?
Maybe some narcolepsy. Maybe he's doing the rose bush and he just fell asleep, like, you know.
Okay.
Is that narcolepsy? Is that the right one? Is that the one when you just fall asleep randomly?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I mean, none of this is written down, but we can pretend he had narcolepsy if it helps you sleep at night.
It'll help me sleep at night. Not in my garden.
Clearly, I'm never going to go in my garden again. And whenever Ravs is around, I'm going to keep my wits about me.
I'm never living next to a train station, though.
No.
Yeah, I might just be done with trains after this.
Okay, so really, problem one, killed a guy. Problem two.
Killed a guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. We'll see how we go for the rest of the problems if this is the way we're taking it.
But that specifically is about the choice being knowing that the person won't know that they're about to die.
Yeah. And okay. Does that make it easier? Yeah. I feel like Rav said it does make it easier. But going from his first answer...
I guess the real difficulty here is that you're choosing... Like you said, if I'm choosing to let someone die, but if I do nothing, is that not the same as choosing to let five people die? So surely the tally of more lives saved is the better answer in the dilemma.
I mean, the big question is it murder?
That's a good question. I think that a judge would see that I saved five people's lives. I think that the judge would be like, you did a good deed, sir. Here's a key to the city, but also 100 hours community service. I feel like I might get a slap on the wrist, but at least I saved some people, you know?
Would you check whether you're going to get the keys to the city before you pulled the lever?
I think there's
if
a bit
I've
of
got time to realize. Yeah, right.
I'm only doing this if I get recognized for
exactly.
it. Okay. I agree with Ravs on this. I think the sleeping man is easier.
Okay. Okay, so everyone's in agreement.
I find it difficult to argue with that. And actually, now when we think more about the original trolley problem, where you consider, like, can the original man see you pull the lever?
I mean, no, but you can. I mean, maybe, but you can see a train hit him in the face.
But if Ravs is quite happy that he's snoozing and doesn't know that he's, you know, posing for press photos whilst he sends to
holding up my key to the city.
Exactly.
so it's okay for him to kill someone as long as nobody sees.
That's what it sounds like. Okay.
Okay. No, then we'll move swiftly on then. If that was a quick one. So this next one is the compensation problem.
Okay.
Okay. So obviously everyone's pleased with your last answer. Hopefully this one will be a tiny bit harder. A trolley is destined to hit one worker. This is not their usual post and they're unaware of the dangers. You can change the train's course, which will kill five workers, but they have been paid and trained extensively for the hazards of the job. So their families would be compensated, but the one wouldn't. So do you let it hit the one? So do you let it hit the one person who is not meant to be there?
Am I like the boss in this situation? Do I know the workers?
No. But I mean, not by name. You know that he is not, or they are not meant to be there. And these five, for however long they've worked there, have been paid extensively.
Knowing the risks.
Yeah.
There's a big Ravs on the poster on the wall of the office saying, watch out, warning. If you see this man next to a lever, don't fall asleep.
You can hear him by the jingling of his keys.
I mean, I don't know why the one is forced out there, but they're not insured. Their family will get nothing.
So you're asking me to kill an intern. That's what you're asking me basically to do here.
There's a trolley is going for a lovely intern, or it could be going for five people who are paid and know the dangers.
And whose families will be compensated. This is such a specific question, isn't it? What iterations of this do you think the author went through in order to land on this sort of perfect storm of circumstances where we have one person? Like, was it not enough that there was one person who wasn't going to get compensation? They have to be forced there.
Well,
like, what difference does that make?
Well, I think it's more, Ravs is obviously really enjoying pulling this lever. So
he's probably bought a lever to use at home just to practice on.
Just cranking it all the time.
Don't say that. Cut it. So it's more, at the minute, it's going for one. If we want to try and get him to pull it for five, then we're going to need to sweeten the pot.
But it's not enough that they're going to be compensated. It's that you also need to know that the one has been forced.
Yeah. So they're not meant to be there.
So I guess that, like, if you're having a moral seesaw where you're putting weights on and you want to get it balanced, knowing that he's forced is the key to that.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Well, if you say so.
So in my little fantasy moral land, I am like, okay, I'm going to go on the assumption that those five workers with all their fancy benefits and stuff will chip in and help out the family of this man that I'm about to murder.
Oh, wow.
But I'm really having a tough time here because I'm kind of like, well, all of them will get compensation and this poor guy who doesn't know any better, he doesn't really deserve this death.
Where would they get their compensation? Where would they get the money to fund?
Oh, that's a good point.
They're not being compensated unless they are dead.
They would be getting paid
anyway.
Yeah. Oh, they'll be getting... Okay, I've changed my mind. Five people are dying today.
Seven. This is seven in total.
Seven people are going to die.
Well, no.
Because of your previous answers.
Yeah.
Okay, no, but hear me out. Because this will be... I mean, I'll probably go to jail. But this will be a big company payout. All this compensation and worker health and all that stuff. These families are now all going to be probably minted. And it'll be for the best for them. This poor guy... doesn't deserve it. It's his first day in the job. He doesn't know what's happening. Like,
so they can wipe their tears with their money. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of.
So, if we're to think about these insurance policies for a minute, how much money would you put on a life? Like, how much is a life worth?
Oh my God. That's a tough question. I don't know. Like, sorry, your husband got hit by a tram today.
Here's a book token.
Here's like 200 grand.
200 grand.
I guess that would be like kind of fair compensation.
And that would wipe the tears away.
I would be wiping my tears.
I mean, I think the other thing is that even though the workers knew about the danger, I don't think there's a bit in the risk pamphlet what mentions being targeted by trolleys.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But, you know, like, five people die, all their families get 200 grand. That's like $1 million payout.
Yeah.
But the families could sue easily, right?
Right.
Like, so, you know.
I feel like he just really likes pulling the lever. It doesn't matter where we put the one and the five, we can keep moving
them. Default hit.
Default's one.
Oh, no.
You have to pull it to take away these five loving family members.
I mean, you see a button or a lever, you want to hit it. You want to pull it. I think it's a really tough one. It's a really tough one. I'm pulling the lever. This time, I'm choosing five.
So, and the difference there is because knowing that they're going to be compensated.
So money comes into it.
Right.
So we're saying that lives are equivalent to 200 grand. To money.
It's for the betterment of the other people, and I would feel really bad about the one guy who was going to get hit. I'm picturing like this sad little guy. He's just like working away. It's his first day in his job. He's working hard for his family. And to know that they would get nothing by him getting hit makes me sad.
But you know, the guy in the who's asleep in the garden, he doesn't get anything either. His family don't get anything either, but you killed him earlier.
The train company will have to do up his garden again. That'll be something.
Put in the little rose bushes.
Okay, that's really interesting. So we've gone from one to five because of compensation.
Yeah. Yes. Right. It's all based around money.
Oh, God, am I a bad person?
We're all bad people, aren't we? Okay, let's move on to the third and final question then, shall we?
Okay, so this is the trespassing problem.
Okay.
Another very similar trolley problem, 5v1, so on and so on. So today we've got some kids who are playing down on the track. They keep sneaking down onto the tracks. There are signs telling them not to go down there, but they still go down and play on the tracks. Now, when I say kids, you can think, you know, teenagers or BMXers. You can think of some cool kids smoking. You can pitch them how you want. But we have some retrobates sneaking down onto the tracks.
Mm-hmm. But they're being deliberately bad, so it's not like babies.
There are signs.
They're choosing, but babies can't read. It's not five babies.
No, they're not babies smoking on their BMXs. Okay. No. Okay. So there are five retrobates who keep sneaking down onto the tracks. Now, a trolley is heading for a co-worker of yours.
I you don't even need to tell me about my co-worker.
Right.
I know where I'm going.
Okay,
so they don't like you. They don't like you though. They say things bad about you behind your back and the water cooler.
So a trolley is heading for a co-worker. Obviously, if there was no one else around, you would pull the lever, so then it would go nicely on its way down another track. But we can see there are five young people down on the other side of the track. So do you let the trolley hit the one person who, let's for example say, they know the risks, their families will be compensated, so on and so, they'll get the 200,000, or do you pull the lever and let it hit the five people who are not meant to be there?
Okay, I have two questions about my co-worker.
Okay,
what age are they? And are they in the position directly above me in my job so that I may get promoted?
I don't have that written down in my notes.
you could make it up, but what's the first thing that comes into your mind?
I could make it up. Mm-hmm. Simon, do you want to make it up?
I mean, you're now viewing your lever pulling not just as a skill that you have, but a talent that's going to get you promoted, isn't it? That's what it
is. Well, I mean, if it's a coincidence, if they're like, you know, like a 70-year-old guy, he's been there at the company a long time, and he's right above me and he's a manager.
Right, so if the
what's a boy to do?
What's a boy to do? Although five troublesome youths, they need to learn their lesson.
Well, they'll only learn it once.
Exactly.
So if we jump back a minute, you would say, let's forget about these troublesome youths. You still might leave it running.
What, in this situation, am I pulling the lever to hit the kids?
Yes.
Okay.
So either it can run on and hit this fictional boss, and you could get a promotion, or you could pull the lever and then direct it towards these five kids. But you're saying the kids don't come into it. You might just kill the boss.
I've just had a brainwave.
Okay.
I pull the lever, hit the kids, and tell my boss I just saved his life.
Oh, well
boom,
done.
Promotion.
Promotion, and they make a film about you.
Exactly.
Right. Well,
it'll be like Sully, except I'm the cranker.
Exactly. You're the child murderer.
the title, The Cranker.
Yeah.
I think I've seen some films called that. I mean, if we're hitting these five kids, I mean, silver lining is the parents would save on a joint funeral.
I
don't know. It would be a mess. It would probably all end up in the same coffin.
I'm already thinking, I guess, that you wouldn't know what kid was what. It would just be scooping up bits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You would not know what kid's what.
My problem here is that I'm just imagining these kids as the biggest assholes. You know what I mean? Like, I'm picturing them just smoking. Like, they're all a bunch of bullies, assholes. You know, just they don't care about authority. Well, choo-choo. Choo-choo to you. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Choo-choo to
even
you.
Even if so, in the absence of money, then, we're still going for the quantity. That's right, because they shouldn't be there.
I think that's...
That's the key here. That's...
I think they shouldn't be there.
This will teach them.
Once.
Yeah.
I mean, it would also teach their parents a lesson in parenting, right. I guess, okay. If they have siblings.
Once. I guess if they have siblings, yeah. Oh, no, I came in here with such ambition to always save more lives than the others, but
you've got a taste for it.
Now I've got a taste for it, yeah. Just keep thinking about that lever.
I mean, in the last one, you killed five people. You sold five people for $1 million.
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Okay.
But you can't, so you can sleep at night. You know, coming in, you wanted to save people, but you haven't.
I guess my tally's pretty high now. Yeah. How many is that I've done?
So first question, you pulled the lever and killed one. Second question, you pulled the lever and killed one. Third question, you pulled the lever and killed five. And now we're just waiting to know if you want to kill some kids.
Those kids have their lives ahead of them and they could change and grow up to be great people.
They shouldn't be on the tracks though, Ravs.
I mean, I was a bit of a rebel when I was younger.
We started this conversation by Ravs saying he dropped out of school. So, I mean...
To go and play on the railway. Yeah.
You know, I was in the papers when I was younger. Troublesome youth stand on frozen canal.
Were you? Yeah. I was in the paper as well. Terror in park for elderly. That was my headline.
Wow.
Yeah. I was in the paper when some games I worked on were nominated for BAFTAs. But we can move on.
You know what? The co-worker's going. The co-worker's going. I looked within myself and remembered the young troublesome Ravs that was standing where he wasn't supposed to be. And now look at me.
So if the troublesome youths weren't there, would you pull the trigger and save the co-worker? Or...
And the train hits nobody?
It hits nobody, yeah.
Do I like this? No, of course I'd hit nobody.
Of course you would. Okay.
I feel Ravs has come on a real journey here. He came in here with a real lust for lever pulling. And now he leaves having saved five troublesome kids.
I mean, and killing multiple people.
Well, the last one was an absence of choice because I didn't pull the lever.
Exactly, and you can't make an omelette.
Without breaking some children.
Some children. So this sounds like a fun concept for a video game, Ravs, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I'd hate to have to make these decisions a million times, but also I like pulling levers.
Maybe we could do a physical version with an actual lever just for Ravs. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
No problem at all. I can't wait to actually check out the game.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Obviously we can follow you on Twitch and on the internet and stuff. And thanks for being our guinea pig.
No problem. Thanks for having me. having me, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Keep me away from the levers.